This is Amory Meltzer responding to Commander Keen Kid speaking again, so he claims. I'm just here to set the record straight on a few things, as it were. You talked about a number of things. Oh, well, first off, I guess congratulations on finally getting out of here. You're a better man than I thought you were. And yeah, thanks for the compliment on my picture. I'm pretty cool like that. Anyway, first off, you talked about some music, and you have your problems that you don't like rap. I can understand that sort of thing, but the problem really is that rap is good. Obviously there's bad rap, because there's always bad music. There's bad music out in the world. And so, it's wrong to say all rap is bad, because there is a lot of good rap. And so I'm going to play just a little clip for you, one of my favorite parts in any part of the song. Let's see if I can just find it here. Here we go. It's called Cry Babies, Oh No, by Ludacris, who is one of... he's fantastic, he really is. So here, just listen to this for a little bit.
I got people scared as fuck, like when condoms break, or how your heart deals with eating 80 pounds of steak. Don't put your belly on a plate and watch your weight. You frosted like a flake and Ludacris feels great.
So how'd you like that? I really love that part just because it's, as you might have noticed, fucking hilarious. And the thing is, there's tons of bad rap, but there's tons of bad music out in the world, and you really just have to sort of find it. And I have very eclectic taste in music, so I like pretty much everything, as a genre anyway. Except for crap like Britney Spears, because, she's just her own little world. Although I like her music videos, they're really good. If you mute button, very handy. So with rap, it's just sort of, you have to actually go out and look for it. I personally like Ludacris a lot. Eminem's okay. D12 is much better. Hey, text message there. What do you know? D12 much better, I find, than Eminem. It's just really very funny. But I find it very amusing about the cars, because one thing I've always wanted to do is to drive down the street blaring my music, because everyone always does it, like that, with, bumping down, hydraulics going with the rap music just blaring. I want to go down and just blast like emo, just to see what happens, or, just roll down the street, blaring Tchaikovsky or Chopin or something, I do rock a little bit, but, that would be a lot of fun. I also actually really want to get a building in Times Square and get like 5-story speakers and, subject people from 9 to 5 to whatever music I want to listen to for, a mile around me and see what happens. Because, obviously I'll have that kind of money at that time. Anyway, what else did you, the Cheerios, right, Cheerios. That was fun. Actually, when I was a little boy, my parents used to maybe take one square of toilet paper, put one of those gold stars on it, put that in a toilet, and I'd aim for it. Worked, similar sort of thing, except didn't have to pee whenever I spilled my Cheerios. It was handy. That too. Alright, so Padme. Here's the deal. Your cat is pregnant, you think she's pregnant, I bet she is. So, I know I've mentioned this to you, but I need to get this out to the world that if she gives birth, and if... Alright, she only has one, but if she has two kids, at least two, and they're, at least one male and one female, I'll take them, because I need to have, Anakin and Leia for myself. Even though we're not allowed to have cats or what we're doing, we can, but we have to keep them in a cage. But, I wouldn't. So the hell with that. That'd be cool. We actually considered getting a turtle for our dorm, just because we can't go anywhere, and we could put a little bag on it or something as a diaper. But we're cheap and lazy. So I also want to get a cactus, because those are really easy to put flowers for a dorm room. We're talking about TC's giving him a whole bunch of shit. That's not cool. I think the fact remains that, I think it's amusing that, hey, if you stole your boy, there's no way anyone's hearing this, so he won't be able to hear you, calling him out. So, I would just go on all pretty, pretty safe threats from you, man. look, you can't mess with Kate. You just can't. You know, and I'll check the papers for the next few days for the obituaries and look for a, you know, one dead young, slightly good-looking male Commander Keen kid found dead in his house with a brand new thermos, I might add. Yeah. So yeah, I have to go respond to the text message because a friend of mine who was acting terribly drunk is apparently not. So you know what that means. So yeah, I'm out. Catch y'all later.